With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful listening as we explore the vast repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. The variety of hymns and arrangement of hymns in the sacred music repertoire is pretty staggering and spans many centuries. On today's program, we'll continue our exploration and celebration of music written for congregational singing, performed by some of the finest choirs in the U.S. and U.K. Selections will include hymns and other pieces by David Wilcox, Paul Halley, John Rutter, Basil Harwood, and many others. We'll begin with music for organ and brass in an arrangement of the traditional Irish hymn tune Slain. Chorale Prelude on Lord of All Hopefulness by John Cheatham is performed by the Gaudete Brass with organist Robin Dinda.
Thank you.
Organist Robin Dinda was joined by the Gaudete Brass in performing Chorale Prelude on Lord of All Hopefulness by John Cheatham. They were recorded at Grace Episcopal Church in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, which houses a Schoenstein organ. Coming up, we'll hear a choral performance of the hymn Lord of All Hopefulness, as arranged by Paul Halley for treble voices. The St. Ignatius Loyola Children's Choir sings, led by Mary Huff.
Thank you.
Spirit of All Hopefulness, arranged by Paul Halley, was sung by the St. Ignatius Loyola Children's Choir, accompanied by Michael Sheets. Mary Huff directed. A delightful Easter hymn pairs a 16th century tune by Melchior Vulpius with words written in 1931 by Cyril Allington. Good Christians All Rejoice and Sing is performed by the choir of St. Mark's Cathedral, Seattle. Canon musician Mel Butler plays and conducts. Mel Butler led the choir of St. Mark's Cathedral, Seattle, in the hymn, Good Christians All Rejoice and Sing. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. More rejoicing can be found in our next selection, an anthem composed by Sir David Wilcox in 1995 for the 50th anniversary celebrations of the ending of World War II. It incorporates a hymn text by Henry Baker with words from the Book of Common Prayer, and the opening and closing sections include Martin Luther's well-known hymn tune, Ein feste Burg. Sir David Wilcox leads the Bach Choir, along with brass, organ, and percussion, in Rejoice Today with One Accord.
Rejoice and praise.
Rejoice Today with One Accord by Sir David Wilcox was performed by the Bach Choir with accompaniment by brass, organ, and percussion. Sir David conducted. A 19th century hymn by Robert Lowry has met with renewed interest in several recent American hymnals, and our next selection is a lovely arrangement of the hymn How Can I Keep From Singing by Eric Nelson. If you listen closely, you'll also hear another well-known hymn tune woven into the musical texture. Eric Nelson leads the Atlanta Master Chorale.
Thank you.
George Herbert's wonderful text, "Let All the World in Every Corner Sing," sums up the urge to join voices in singing God's praise. We just heard it sung to the tune "Luckington" by Basil Harwood. The choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, sang under the direction of Christopher Robinson. Earlier, we heard the Atlanta Master Chorale sing Eric Nelson's arrangement of the hymn, "How Can I Keep From Singing?" The Eucharistic hymn, "Adoro Te Devote," receives a beautiful setting in Stephen Caracciolo's anthem by that name. Based on Thomas Aquinas' 13th century hymn and the plain chant associated with it, Caracciolo adds a rich harmonic setting that propels the piece along. We'll hear it sung by Cathedra, a professional ensemble in residence at the Washington National Cathedral. Michael McCarthy conducts. Michael McCarthy led Cathedra in Adoro Te Devote, as set by Stephen Caracciolo. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Welsh baritone Bryn Terfel joins with London Voices and the London Symphony Orchestra in an arrangement of the beloved Swedish hymn, How Great Thou Art. Barry Woodsworth conducts.
Thank you. stars. I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art.
Great Thou Art, arranged by Chris Hazell, was performed by Bryn Terfel with the London Voices and London Symphony Orchestra. John Rutter's composed a striking arrangement of Martin Rinkhart and Johann Kruger's Monument of Hymnody, Now Thank We All Our God. We'll hear it performed by the Cambridge Singers with the City of London Sinfonia. Thank you. John Rutter led the Cambridge Singers in his own arrangement of Now Thank We All Our God. They were accompanied by the City of London Sinfonia. A popular hymn tune on both sides of the Atlantic is C.H.H. Perry's tune Jerusalem. In our next selection, it's set to the text O Day of Peace by Carl Daw. The Choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills, sings Richard Prue's arrangement, which is conducted by Thomas Foster. O Day of Peace was sung by the Choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills. Thomas Foster directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Mack Wilberg's Hymn of Praise combines texts by David Warner, Isaac Watts, Thomas Ken, and Eliza Snow with music that includes the Old 100th Psalm tune, along with original music by Mr. Wilberg. This musical extravaganza is performed by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square, conducted by Mack Wilberg.
Thank you.
Hymn of Praise by Mack Wilberg, who led the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square. John Ellerton's text, "The Day Thou Gavest, Lord, Is Ended," finds its perfect setting in Clement Schofield's tune, St. Clement. The University of Texas Chamber Singers, led by James Morrow, are accompanied by Jerry Hancock. Jerry Hancock accompanied the University of Texas Chamber Singers in the hymn, "The Day Thou Gavest, Lord, Has Ended." James Morrow conducted. The hymn tune Deo Gratias is often attributed to 15th century composer John Dunstable, and we know it most commonly as the hymn tune for O Love, How Deep, How Broad, How High. John Weaver has written an extended organ piece on the tune, Passacaglia on a Theme by Dunstable, which we'll hear performed by Diane Meredith Belcher, on the organ at William Jewell College in Liberty, Missouri. Diane Meredith Belcher played Passacaglia on a theme by Dunstable by John Weaver. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to a variety of hymns and hymn settings from the vast storehouse of congregational song. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.